Welcome to Christ Today. Heavenly Father, guide us and show us how we can live in your will and stay faithful to you in the midst of all that goes on around us. In Jesus' name, amen. Too often, we get so busy with our life that we just forget to look around us and see what there is. Oh, I've seen videos of someone walking down the street and they were so preoccupied with usually their cell phone that they just walk into something, or they walk into traffic or just something. They are not paying attention and something happens as they walk down the sidewalk. And before you laugh too much, we could be that person. Just consider all the things that we think about and what we have on our mind. Always there's something, one thing or another, whether it's personal or about the situation in the world. Well, especially it happens when there are things going on around us and we just pay attention to every little thing that gets our attention. And then you know what? It gets kind of hard to think when our attention is so looking at the details of what is going on around us. And that, in a way, is what the news does. The news shows us the events, and they get our attention. And we pay attention to it. And that means we pay less attention to what is around us as we walk, or we might not have time to think about what's going on, because we are so occupied with what is presented to us on the news. Well, in the last few days, there are things that have gotten attention. My attention, probably yours too. And one of them for me was Biden going to Israel. And the other thing is the conditions in America. But first about Biden and Israel, I just puzzled over that because a part of that trip was that he also went to Saudi Arabia. And so there's lots of little things that could have gone on, even agreements, one thing or another. Well, America has so much oil in it, but still, it is said that Biden went to Saudi Arabia for oil. We just wonder about it. We wonder about why the drilling contracts were stopped in America. We just wonder about all the things that are going on that just don't make sense to the ordinary person. And we wonder about what Biden did in Israel and how he went to the Palestinian area of Jerusalem. And he talked about supporting a divided Israel, a divided Jerusalem and divided Israel. And it was called having a two-state solution. So you know what that means? Well, it means that God doesn't want his land divided. And for the last 20 years, there have been prophetic people who've talked about if the United States is a party to dividing Israel, then God will divide the United States. And the idea seems to be that there would be an opening in the Great Lakes that would go all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico in a new river channel. Well, of course, we can't tell about that, but it has been talked about for about 20 years, more or less. So it's a question. I don't really know what to think about it, and I certainly don't believe these kind of things, but I do remember that I have heard them. Well, about the trip to Israel by the Biden guy, a secret agreement certainly could have happened. And I do remember how when Biden was the vice president, how Obama made a secret deal with Iran. So he knows about secret deals in a way and how to do them. There might even be an exchange of money, just like Obama did for Iran. Many millions of dollars. So there's just a question going on about what really is going on that we don't see. I don't know, but we know that things could be very different from what they appear. So these things get my attention. And now for the conditions in America that get my attention. I think about the shortages and the inflation. Everybody is aware of how prices are increasing in the United States, and the supply of both goods and food have both been greatly reduced. So we have a situation in the United States. Another part of the situation is the drought that is in the United States. In a way, it's from coast to coast. But just look at Texas. In the last week or weeks, there have been many ranchers that have been waiting in a line with their pickups and their cattle trucks to sell their cattle to the feedlots or to the slaughterhouses. And this is driving both farmers and ranchers to ruin because they don't have the water for their animals to drink. And they don't have the water to raise the hay and the alfalfa. So it's a very difficult time for them without rain. And certainly that's going to make a lot of difficulty for the American average person. That's for sure. I heard one story from a 72-year-old farmer or a rancher's wife, she was, and she was saying that this is the first time in her life that she saw such a bad year. It was a hard year. And there have been testimony from other farmers and other ranchers who speak in a similar way, that it is a very hard year, harder than they've seen before. And many of them are worried that they're not going to be able to continue. They are selling their seed stock. In other words, their animals that they would normally breed to get future farm animals. And so if they're doing that, it means that the depletion is not only for this year, but it's for the next several years. And I've heard the farmers also say a similar thing about their grains, how they are running low on grains if you're considering planting for next year and the year after. It just means that, well, it means that famine might be coming to, yes, America, and yes, to the world. We're seeing it clearly, how there are indicators that famine is going to arrive. And the Bible does predict famine. Matthew 24, Mark 13, and Luke 21, they all talk about famine at the end of the age. and other things too, but it's the famine that I'm talking about right now. So there will be conditions, war, earthquakes, famine, and pestilence, which is epidemics. So that's what is talked about at the end of the age. Are we there yet? It's a good question. Well, we sure have the indicators, but it's not like we have a guarantee that says this is what is happening. But it is very interesting to look at what is going on around us. Yes, in the world, and yes to what the Bible says, and yes to the great difficulties that the farmers and the ranchers are having, and they are warning us about also. So many of the farmers and ranchers are now suggesting that everybody have a 2-year supply of food, at least 2 years, many of them are saying, because they can't guarantee that they're going to have the normal supply of crops and animals. So the farmers and the ranchers are warning us, and a few other people are too. But most of our pastors are not warning us to prepare. They just seem to talk about something different. But that reminds me of Corrie ten Boom when she was addressing a meeting of pastors in the middle of America. And she was saying that the Christian missionaries to China had failed because they did not warn the Chinese people to prepare for hard times. Those United States missionaries told the people of the Christian people of China with words like, don't worry, because the Christians will be raptured before any trouble comes. But you know, there was a communist revolution in China, and millions of people died as a result of that. So they faced hard times. And other things were hard as well. So the people there were not prepared for hard times, and I wonder if that is going to be a pattern that happens to the world today, including America. So patterns repeat, and this might be a pattern that repeats. In our present day, we do hear from oh so many people that are speaking a warning about the natural things that are making trouble for them and will make trouble for us. Now, there are preachers who talk about the tribulation that's coming, and they say we will not be in the great tribulation. I understand that, but just think of the millions of people, in fact, hundreds of millions of people who have died from one thing or another in the last 100 years. Certainly there were famines, and certainly there were plenty of attempts that were made to actually eliminate Christians, and Christians and Jews. And nowadays you hear that they want to eliminate the useless eaters. Could that be the elder people? I'm not sure, but we do have warning after warning that we had better watch out for something. And like I said, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, they all talk about things like famine and epidemic and wars and earthquakes. So we know something is coming, we just are not sure of the timing. But there's so many people who say, oh, well, Jesus could return any day. So that means, in my thinking, that Matthew, Mark, and Luke could happen any day also, just before the end of the age. We don't know when that is, but famine, pestilence, and earthquakes, and war, all those things. Well, one of the things I like about fasting is, well, yes, it gets your thinking closer to God because you are depriving some of your senses. But I think another thing about fasting is that it reminds us that we get hungry. And we do get hungry when we fast. So that can be an indicator for each one of us on a very practical level that we like food, and therefore we ought to have a supply of food, a storehouse of food even, have those long-lasting grains. And of course rice is the big one, white rice, not brown rice, white rice. And there's all sorts of things that can make a variety to your dinner dishes, or adding a little bit of this or that or flavor. Sure, you get a little bit tired of rice and something else, but when you're hungry, you are hungry. And that's what I want to remind you. So have a little storage. I think it's a really good idea. I really do. Extra food is very good. Oh, and I'm also really advocate a water filter. Because while we can fast and go without food, it's a lot harder to go without water. It's not good for our bodies, really. So have water and drink good water and have a good water filter. Now, there's some of them that are relatively cheap and they work, but they don't work a lot for a long time, or they can have complications with them. I just like the big Berkey water filter, and that's a put water in and forget it. It comes out the bottom. I just like that a lot. But we are going to see things coming, and sure, we don't quite know what they are, but I think of some of the Bible verses. I certainly think of Ezekiel 14:13 that tells us, that when there is persistent sin in the land, and when there is a famine of God's word, then there will be a famine of bread in the land. That's the Lord's doing. And would you agree that America has a famine of God's word in it? Well, it's also in the world, there's a certain famine of God's word. So does that make it so that we can have a famine of bread? Well, read that Ezekiel 14:13. You'll get an idea. There's much in the Bible that we can read that helps us to know that when you sin, or a land sins grievously, that God will cause he calls it the staff of bread to be broken. And that means animals and people will go hungry. And again, is America like that? It could be. It sure could be. So we do kind of wonder what'll happen. And we do know that the Bible indicates there's some things that are going to happen before the end of the age. The timing of it, we all have a different idea, but you just look at it yourself. And, just try to fit into God's plan, really. And to me, that means embrace holiness. And there's a lot of things that are not holy in the world around us. So we have to stand for God's holiness. That's what I hope we all do. There's things that are just going around, and we have to separate from the world. That's Bible too, also. Well, we do want to understand and read God's word so that we can evaluate what is going on around us and see the timing as best we can understand it. Pray for God to give you understanding. That's a big one. And yes, he does. It might not be the moment you pray, but it might also be. It might be months afterwards. Well, we have things that are just going on, and I think it helps a great deal to have that relation with God. Because things have been going on in our world that we just never expected, but they happen. Look at this COVID thing that happened. People didn't expect it, and you could say that's an epidemic going on, which would make it biblical. Or, if you want, say that it's something that is just here, and they don't know why. Did an animal cause it? I don't think so. I've cited references before that it was the People's Liberation Army of China that had developments of this sort. So, in my view, people did cause it. But there's things, like I said, we just don't expect, but they happen. Yes, that epidemic. And yes, look at the opioid crisis. Look what's going on with that. It is just so sad to see people die in such great numbers. Last year, 100,000 deaths that were due to primarily the opioids, which pretty much means that fentanyl that comes from China across our southern border. And by the way, the fentanyl deaths in California are tabulated at 17 opioid or deaths per day in California alone, largely from fentanyl. So we have reasons to see what's going on, what it could be, but the whole thing is we don't want it to happen. So let's pray against it. Even fast and pray. Wouldn't it be better to fast and pray and have somebody still be alive and in their normal mind? I think so. So let us just remember to pray. There's so many things to pray for in the things that are doing works that are godly works. So many people need prayer. Our friends and our families need prayer. The children need prayer. So let's try to remember to pray a lot, a lot, a lot. But there are crises that have come to America, and I do expect them to continue. That just seems to me to line up with the Bible. Of course, you can figure that out for yourself. Just read the Bible, see what you see. It just looks to me like hunger is going to grow, and therefore violence will also grow. It's an established pattern. All over the world it's like that. And I've been to plenty of parts of the world. I've seen it. I've studied these things. But I've seen it with my own eyes as I have traveled. And as I've looked into current history or past history, it just always happens. And one of the other things that happens is deceit. Often it's through fear. See, those political people are experts at having the general population feel fear. They're afraid for their safety. They're afraid for their food. They're afraid for the land around them or their job or something. And the experts, well, let's call them the politicians, they will manipulate all those feelings to get you to agree with what they are doing or what they want to do. You know, there is a plan for some of those politicians. They agree on a plan and are trying to put it into effect. And we, the people, seem to agree with what they plan based on how fearful we are of bad things happening. So just look out, pay attention, and don't get fooled, please. Well, I'm just thinking of how some pastors or people on the radio, they only have good and wonderful glowing messages. And here I am talking about things to warn you about. Well, I'd say I have a calling to talk about such things. And God put these experiences in my life so that I could see the troubles that can happen. And God also helped me to be equipped to talk about such things or to prevent such difficult times among people just around, people on earth. So many things are going to be difficult if they don't have what they need. And yes, I do expect violence. I do expect hunger. I do expect things that we never would have thought would happen. But that's what happens when you have a hungry, panicky population and fearful population. Things that you don't expect. And that's why I like to remind everyone to prepare, whether it's for a few months or, like those farmer people said, for 2 years at least. Well, I don't know the answer to that, but I know that if we don't start with something, we don't have anything. We don't have anything if we don't put some things away. And I just talk about the basics. Have the grains. I mean, white rice is so easy, and then you get some flavors and some things that just go good with it. And that's the beginning. And you add to it more and more, but have something. And with some things, we can trade among ourselves, or we could have a community and all put resources together so that we can all have a much better life than if we were alone in our little houses all by ourselves. Well, these are some pretty serious and weighty matters. It's serious to me, and I do see these things as serious in the Bible. And when I read Ezekiel, it's pretty serious to me too, especially chapters 3 and chapters 33. And I think about the watchman, and oh, that just really gets my heart, my soul, my insides. I feel for the suffering that's going on. And again, I'll tell you that you have supplies and food so that you don't have to suffer. And I do think of it, like I said, the grains for food, some way to cook it, and also water is so essential. I like the big Berkey water filter. Now, they have gone up in price, but that still is what I think the best one is, the big Berkey water filter. And I think they're getting close to $400 for one. But if you don't have water, what do you have? So, oh, yes, in my life I've been thirsty and wanting water, and it'll just drive you to drink water that is questionable. And that's, again, why I like that big Berkey water filter. I hope you get one. And if not that one, get a different water filter. They are more likely to plug up or to break or something. But a water filter, even a cheap one, is better than nothing. So, the I see changes coming to America, and yes, shortages, and that, in my mind, includes violence of people who don't have what they want. That's what I see coming to America. America is changing. I just heard a poll that said 48% of Americans feel like a stranger in their own land. I think there's lots of reasons for that, and I don't know why they would feel that way, but it says something when 48% of Americans, according to this one poll, said that. How true it is? I didn't search out the poll to really try to make an understanding of it, but just on the surface, it is an interesting number. Well, for whatever is coming, I do urge you to hold on to the goodness and holiness of God Jesus and use that as an example of the love that you can share, and not have anger and confusion in your life, but no, have a reflection of God's love in your life and love others. Now, what I see when I say love, I see things that are reasonable and rational. It's not just a feeling. It's showing that feeling through compassion and concern with something you do. But you do it rationally and reasonably. And you wouldn't give all of your water or your water filter away, because then you wouldn't have it for yourself and the people who you love and care about. So I say, yes, look and think, and then do things wisely. Wise in all ways. That's what I would suggest. And we have things all over the place that are not wise. It seems like politicians do things that are not wise. I think about the Ukraine war that's going on. Was it wise for us to give so many billions of dollars to them, either in cash or in war materials? Well, now, according to some people and sources, our military is running low on certain items, such as bombs, and that we need to now restock our supplies of bombs and such as that, because we've given so many away to Ukraine. So are we borrowing money from, I don't know who, the international bankers, just so that we can supply Ukraine with war weapons that we can't afford because we're already $30 trillion in debt? Someday it's going to collapse. And if that happens, when that happens, our dollar will be so useless. And you think we have inflation now? You just wait till the dollar won't buy anything. That's something for all of us to consider. And I don't know what anyone would do about it, because we want to use our dollars to buy things now, but we also plan things for the future. And when you see the cost of everything increasing so greatly, it is a concern about what we will be able to afford in the near future, especially if we're on a fixed income. You know, the older people? Yeah, that's going to be worse than tough. It's going to be so that they have to farm whatever they want. Vegetables, grains, any of it. That's practically the only way to stay alive if you don't have money. You're going to have to farm. Well, there are things going on that are really making it difficult for people. Yes, and one of them is the devaluation of the dollar, or you could call it inflation of the dollar. The effect is pretty close. Well, there are just things going on, and some people see it and some people don't. But you know that everybody is going to be hurt by what is going on and the overspending that has happened, including the money we send all over the world, all of it. And it's more than we can afford. We should never have gotten into debt, but here we are. How are we going to pay it back? We can't even sell oil out of our strategic reserve. That was done once. Supposedly the purpose of selling oil some years back was to pay down our national debt. But I am not aware that that ever happened. It's just that we sold oil. We have less in our strategic reserve. Things are not good for our country. And there's a guy called Joel Skousen. He's an author and a speaker. He's spoken all over the country. And I've listened to him for quite a few years. He's very practical. He considers a lot in what he presents. And a part of what he presents is that there is going to be a nuclear war at some point. Now, he says it's years off, but he said that before. He's used the early 2020s. And now he is looking at 2030. That is to say, before 2030, because the weapon systems are going to be developed at that time. And so it's practical for an enemy to bomb an enemy like us before the systems are online. Well, you can discern what you want from Joel Skousen, but he has a mind and a lot of experience. So I like to listen to him for that reason. Doesn't mean I believe everything he says. I don't. But I still think it's good input for us to consider. And so I say, sure, listen to Joel Skousen. He was on this, what's that called? A Canadian Prepper. And he says, the one says, the episode that he speaks on is an old man, I'll have to think of the rest of it. An old man something. Well, that was, I think it was a week ago if I'm right. But the point is he has ideas that are very good. He's talked about having a shelter as a part of your home, a shelter for war or nuclear war. And again, did I say this? That he expects nuclear war by 2030. And I don't even know what to say about that. There's a lot of people that can be right. A lot of people see things. A lot of people don't see things. And, we just try to get the information and hope that we have enough understanding that we can develop understanding without the pain that's just seen on the edge of what is coming. And to do that, we have to think, we have to make plans, and we have to do what our plans tell us to do. Well, there's things going on, and our culture is changing. I mean, just look at what's going on with our teenagers. With this epidemic, when they told everybody to stay in our homes, and the teenagers played video games, and so many of them are violent. And when a teenage boy plays a violent video game, it gets their thought getting so very unhealthy. And that might be why some of the shooters develop the way they do, is because they have had all this practice thinking about violence and shooting in the video games. Surely there are people who know the great difference, and they can put the game down and get back to life. But I have known young men who really get lost in the fantasy, and they cannot relate to the real world situations. They just can't. It's so startling when you meet somebody like this. Their conversation is only about their fantasy, nothing real, and that's their life. That is what they live. So what's going on with the two teenage boys that do these horrible things? Well, I wish we could do a study of it. And what's the answer to that? I think the answer to that is Jesus, to speak and to show the love of Jesus. Because after all, Jesus is love. And if you are embracing Jesus and embracing love, there's not a lot of room for hate and using a firearm to kill people. So I say we need to pray for things to go well and in a very Christian way. I think that's the best thing that we can do as Christians. The power of our prayer is huge. I've heard so many people say that. And you hear even people who say they went to heaven and had a heavenly experience. And that a part of it was to see the power of prayer. Well, that's something you get to look at for yourself. If there really was an answer, I think it would be more obvious to more people, but that is an answer that I see. So let's remember to embrace Jesus and speak about our faith in Jesus. And that, again, will increase calmness and peace to have Jesus so strongly in your heart. So, again, pray. Pray, pray, pray. There's so many things going on and troubles in life. You know, there's such controversy about vaccines. It's still going on. And with this new so-called epidemic, it's pushing people to be forced into wearing masks again and staying in your home. Well, I saw this report. It's a report about the vaccine, the last one. And it was because of this report out of the Australian Airline Pilots magazine. And it talks about the deaths of pilots. So, in 2019, one Australian pilot passed away. In 2020, six Australian pilots passed away. And in 2021, 111 Australian pilots passed away. So what is going on with the pilots that they are experiencing such a traumatic increase in deaths among pilots? You know, pilots are really healthy people. So to have pilots pass away like this, well, I guess that's why they have two airline pilots on the big planes. Yes, but if you remember a few years back, there were professional athletes that were just plain dropping dead, like right in the field or right in some other unsuspecting time, just standing there. They just dropped dead. Professional athletes. So you have healthy people, athletes and pilots, and they just pass away so quick sometime. Why? Well, the vaccine was going on. You'll have to look for your own self, because I'm not sure that we are actually told the truth about what's going on. And that reminds me of, let me think, where did I hear this? Well, here's what I heard it said. You can trust either your understanding of history, or you can trust your government. But you cannot do both. So are you going to trust your understanding of history, or are you going to trust your government and take your vaccine like a good citizen? Well, look at the history, see what you think, and get some current information. I know there's two sides to every story, so get both of the sides of the story. Look into it a lot, because the life and safety of you and your children will be impacted. So, I don't know that, well, I just know that we all have to look. That's the best thing to do. Well, in the midst of the things that are going on today, we do have a certain amount of crises going on. We have the grocery stores that are running low on food. We have crop yields that are decreasing. And we're told that by ranchers and farmers. And in Texas, so many of the ranchers and farmers are suffering from the drought. Shortages everywhere. Shortages of everything. And if you look on the news YouTube, you can see the miles of horse trailers. That is, cowboys driving their pickup trucks with the horse trailer attached, and they are on their way to, well, either the slaughterhouse or someplace where they can get money from their cows before the cows perish, or before they can no longer feed the cows because there's no water to feed the alfalfa and keep it fresh. So there are just things going on in our world, and we just had better look and pay attention, because our food supply is at risk. And there's still people who don't know that because they are not hungry. They go to the grocery store and they get the food they want, or they substitute one item or another for the food they want, and it's still acceptable. But we get words from farmers and ranchers and professional people that look at the numbers, and that includes the United Nations. The United Nations, one of their affiliates, said that the world now has 10 days of food in its stockpiles, which means that if no food was going to be harvested, the food that we have put aside will last for a number of days. Now, I remember, 10 days? Yes, 10 days. And I remember, it's been a couple of years now. It used to be 2 years of food that was stored all around the world. And what a difference, 2 years or 10 days. So again, here we are. We can only guess what will happen, but we ought to guess, because we can see the writing on the wall. We can see what these things mean, and therefore, once we see what they mean, we act on it reasonably. That's going on. A lot of people know that there's going to be food shortages and even famine coming up. That's well understood. I think that's why some of the people are buying farmland. There's the Charles Kirk show. He talked about the people that are buying farmland, like Bill Gates, because Bill Gates just bought another 2,100 acres of farmland in South Dakota. He's buying farmland. You have to wonder why. What does he know that we don't? Well, that makes Bill Gates' holdings of farmland about 272,000 acres of farmland. And yes, that's a lot, but there's another large holder of our farmland in America, and China just bought another 800 acres of farmland in South Dakota. This brings the amount of United States soil that is owned by Chinese owners that are associated with China to over 192,000 acres. 192,000 acres owned by affiliates of the Chinese government. I mean, Bill Gates owns 272,000 acres. China affiliates own 192,000 acres. Makes you wonder what's going on, and what are we going to do about it? It's okay that we have our farmland owned by people who are the ultra-rich? Good question. Do you have any guesses? Well, I always wonder about it. So I hope you do think about it and realize that some pretty serious twists and turns can come along, because we have not watched our security to make sure that nothing is going to happen to us as a country and our family. because we do have concerns. Always financial things are a concern. That's one of the things we learn as we get a little older. We learn to control our spending and save our money and put it into assets. It's just the normal thing we do, and often enough, that asset is a house. But here again, something is happening in the United States. In our nation, corporations are buying many, many houses. Families aren't buying the houses. Corporations are buying the houses. And what do you think that does? Well, the corporations are out to make money, so that means they're going to rent the houses for as much as they can get. And right now, in this market, rents are going up and up and up. And the best we can do is look at the situation and see what we can understand. Now, we don't all understand perfectly. Even the experts don't. You know, Dave Ramsey, I like him very much. But last week I heard him say that he did not see, that is, he did not foresee the 2008 crises. It just happened, and then he saw it coming about. He did not expect that there would be a recession from that, but it happened. See, even the experts have surprises, and we will too. So the best thing that we can do is to do something to make it so that we don't have surprises. You might be familiar with Jim Rickards. He's an author and a speaker and an economist, and he looks at things all over the world, but especially America. And he is very concerned because he's very concerned because Biden signed an executive order, number 14067. And one of the sections, section 4 in there, talks about the currency being eliminated, and therefore we would have a digital currency and a programmable digital currency. Therefore, all our money would be not just programmable, but also could be held back or given to certain people by the main monetary agency, which would be the Federal Reserve. So, we have these things that are, let's call them working. They are working and working against the people to eliminate all currency. Well, I guess we shouldn't be surprised, because that's what the beast system is about. And the Bible says the beast system is going to come about. So, should we get ready for it? What should we do when we can't buy or sell unless we take the mark of the beast? I guess that's another reason to have preparations. But the news just keeps coming, and there's things that are just plain going on. Oh, like China. China warned us that the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi should not come to Taiwan, that it would be viewed as... if Nancy Pelosi goes to Taiwan, it would be viewed as support for Taiwan. And the Chinese government does not want any support for an independent Taiwan. The Chinese government strongly believes that Taiwan should belong to the Chinese government, and that any efforts to make Taiwan independent, China says, will be met with force. And that really means military force. Well, we've got things that continue to happen. No surprise. They're going on all over the world. Are they distracting us? What do we do when the countries of Spain and Portugal get drought and so hot that it just is like they're burning up, and a lot of deaths are caused by the heat? But there's also going to be shortages of energy, of gasoline, of natural gas, because Russia shut the pipeline down to Germany. So there are going to be shortages, and the German government is warning its citizens to prepare for shortages. And again, things are going on that we usually don't look at, like Russia making agreements with Iran and Turkey. Well, there are things that are just plain going on. And Iran is a kind of a wild card, and we have to be very careful to protect ourselves, maybe even our assets. Maybe even our allies, because there are things going on with Israel and Palestine, and we know that Jerusalem is the apple of God's eye. So if something goes on with Jerusalem, we just had better watch out, look out, be careful, because there are things that go on, and they happen, and they're a little bit dangerous, or even a lot dangerous. So pay attention to what's going on. I say get food. Get the food that you can afford. It doesn't have to be fancy food. Just get something. I mean, white rice is wonderful if you're hungry. And then you get, I think that's very important to get the water filter also. But just do something. Get something so that you can feel like you can survive a few weeks, or better yet, a few months. Oh, sure, if you're one of those who say a few years, okay, but that's a real project to have that much food put away. But everybody has their own idea, and there are people that are doing it. So by all means, give it a good, serious look and see what you want to be doing. There are reasons to prepare spiritually and physically. Yes, you get to figure out what that actually means, because I think it's a little different for every one of us. So I hope you look at it and remember the basics to life. You need air, you need water, you need food, you need warmth. Oh, sure, there's more, but that's a pretty good start. And so have a look at that. And remember, we all will view it different. And so if we are a community and one person values one thing and they have a supply of it, and another person values another thing and they have a supply of it, there's going to be trading this for that. And that just is so sensible as we give kindness and love to other people, whether they're our Christian brothers and sisters or the stranger. Just be wise about everything that is going on. Don't get hurt by what you do. Just be sensible. Kindness is good, and so is being a part of a community. I think we're going to need a community to survive whatever is coming. And I also think it will be good to have a person or an understanding of how to resolve conflicts. This is something that every human being has conflicts, and we have to learn how to resolve those conflicts so that we can get along as a community or even as a family. Very important. Well, remember that you can listen to any past broadcast by going to www.christtoday.org, and you can get my free preparedness pamphlet by sending me a stamped self-addressed envelope to John Stephenson, P.O. Box 7222, Chico, California, 95927. And may you ask God for guidance about what is best for you to do. And I hope you pray for many, many people. So many people need prayer, both the saved and the pastors and people who are in church, and the people who are in your family, the people in your neighborhood, even the people you don't like. Will be good to pray for them, because then we just might get a friend. So just pray for those who need prayer, and you get to figure that one out. Well, God bless each and every one of you. Thank you for listening today.